Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home. In our last session, last Jumu'ah after Isha, we covered the topic of the Magnificent Seven, the seven categories of people. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them shade under His arsh. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah also grant us shade under His throne, inshaAllah. And so we really need to upgrade ourselves and to make sure that we are also at least in one level from the seven that have been mentioned. Any excuse to be given that opportunity. The day of Qiyamah will be a very serious day, a day of great panic, a day in which no one will want to help anyone. No one at all will be there to help anyone. Everyone will be for himself, nafsi, nafsi. And so a very, very serious day. That is why, as mentioned also in Jumu'ah today, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, وَمُحَمَّدٌ حَقٌّ Your Nabi Muhammad is the absolute truth. Whatever he tells you is the truth. And then he also said, وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقٌّ The day of Qiyamah is also the absolute truth. There is no denial that a day will come. Just like a human being, mashallah, there is a baby that is born. Slowly, mashallah, that baby is growing, growing, growing. Then, mashallah, a time comes that he is getting older by the day. And then he will reach that age where someone will say that he is now a father, a grandfather in his old age. Then he has to expire also. So he has to go. And so Allah has said, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانٍ Even this dunya has a date of expiry. So this dunya is designed in such a way that everything is at a decline. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us all the time. A group of people were sitting and they were discussing and they were saying, and this is going back to the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were saying, وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا Life is only this life. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا You live once. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. As much as you can. You live once. And this is what they were saying, that life is only life. Namutu wa nahya. We die, we live. Wama yuhlikuna illa dahr. In fact, we only perish and we only die because of old age. Zamane ki wajah se death comes to us. Because of time. There is no issue. Wama lahum bidhalika min ilm. Inhum illa yadhunnun. Allah says, these are the foolish people who have no knowledge. And even if they had knowledge, it is Shaitan that has covered their knowledge. They can't see straight. When a person is doing too much sins, unfortunately what happens, he can't think straight. This we need to understand. Aap, you know, hum shower mein jaate hai. Where do we go? In the shower. And because of the hot water, you'll see that the mirror there steams up. Am I right? So when the mirror there steams up, can you see yourself? You can't see yourself. Because of the hot steam that has covered it. When people commit a lot of sins, they can't think straight. Even something that is very, very basic, they can't understand because of the sins that is in the heart. And it has sealed the heart. So that is why Iman is an eraser. Iman is an eraser. Iman is very powerful. Iman is that vaccine that keeps you sharp, that keeps you alert, that keeps you intelligent. Very important for us to understand. So they were saying, look, we will just die. In whom illa yadhunnun. Allah is saying these are the well-wishers. They think that this is going to happen. They think that there is no day of Qiyamah. In another verse of the Quran, what a beautiful chapter of the Quran. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانِ أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامًا. Does insan, do humans think that we will not reassemble their bones? أَلَّن نَجْمَعَ إِظَامًا. That we will not reassemble their bones. Is that what they are thinking? Is that the logic that Shaitan is putting in your mind? That just because a person has died and the body is there, and who is going to reassemble the bones? What an answer Allah gives. Bala, nay, qadirin. Allah is so powerful. Ala an nusawwiya banana. That Allah will reset your fingertips. What is Allah saying? 570, Allah's Nabi was born. The verse of the Quran was revealed to Huzur alayhi salam more than 1400 years ago. And the Quran is saying about your personal identity, your thumb, your index finger, whatever. Subhanallah, that is your identity. Allah is saying even your identity, this skin, in this modern world today, if you don't want to use your password, all you do is use your thumb. And that's it. There was a husband who was complaining and said that, you know, my wife knows everything about me. I said, how is that? She goes, I was sleeping. She got hold of my hand, thumb, and everything opened up. Phas jayenge bhai, be careful, eh? This can happen. People who are heavy sleepers, somebody can just play around with your thumb and do that. Finished. And so your thumb, Allah is saying, I will reset your thumb, this identity, this skin which is unique to you, only to you. Allah is saying, that skin will come. In fact, in the hadith it comes, at circumcision, the foreskin that is taken, cut, even that skin will be replaced. That is how Allah is going to reassemble you and bring you back. How can anyone doubt the day of Qiyamah? How can Shaitan fool you? So we have to be prepared for that day, my respected brothers and elders. It's not far away. In Surah Yasin, they were saying, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. Who will make alive the bones? يُحْيِي, to bring back alive. Who will bring back alive عِظَام, bones? The bones, وَهِيَ رَمِيمِ. رَمِيمِ means after they have become decayed. After they have become decayed, this mayyat has been sleeping for 100 years. There's nothing now. So who will bring someone whose bones have been decayed for such a long time? What an answer Allah gives. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. The one who created you for the first time will bring you back alive. And he is fully aware of his creation. Not just human beings, but Allah is fully aware of all of his creation. So there are people who still deny and are in denial of the fact that, you know what, when we die we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A game that shaitan plays. People don't want to prepare for the hereafter. And they feel this is a very, you know, easy lane, easy option. And that is why in the Quran it comes, subhanallah, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِينَا. Ajeeb kalam of the Quran. On the day of Qiyamah, when the kuffar will have to stand up from their graves, they will start to say, مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِينَا. Oho, this is the day. This is the day of Qiyamah. We were sleeping, even if we were being punished, this was still better. But مَنْ بَعَثَنَا, who has resurrected us? مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا, from our graves. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Do you remember every Nabi came to you, وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And the Mursaloon, the messengers were coming to you and telling you that one day will come, be alert, do good things. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is the promise of Allah. And so we as Muslims, we have to be very, very careful. That is why I said in the last session, the magnificent seven who will be given shelter under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't repeat that. But one of them is also those whose hearts are locked with the love of the masjid. The hearts that are locked with the love of the masjid. Unfortunately, there are people who want to close the masjid even when the government has given us permission that we can leave our masjid open. Look, bhai, if you come to the masjid, there is no guarantee that you will become sick. For something, there is no guarantee. You could get sick even when you are outside shopping at Asda, at the petrol pump, anyway. But there is one guarantee that when you come to the house of Allah, Allah opens the doors of rahmat. For something that is guaranteed, and something that you don't even know what will happen to you, and something that happens to you, that is the qadr of Allah, it could have happened anyway. So we should always make sure that we have an understanding of the Quran and the hadith. Just because you may hold some position, it is not right just to give a decision for people to close the masajid. On the day of Qiyamah, these people will be questioned. There is a hadith in Shu'b al-Iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when a calamity descends from the skies, when a calamity descends from the sky, from the heavens, to avert that calamity, one should frequent the masjid. Who said that? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to get rid of COVID, if you want to get rid of COVID, really, alhamdulillah, the more you come to the masjid with your niqab and with social distancing, and you are taking care of yourselves, alhamdulillah, because that is the sunnah also. And the rest we leave to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, whatever Allah decides. But the more we frequent the masjid, the more the rahmat of Allah opens up for us. So alhamdulillah, most of the masajid should manage well. And we should not very easily just give up. It is shocking, masjids like the London Central Mosque, big masjids, Allahu Akbar. They have all the facility and they want to just close. Why? And so we have to be prepared, my respected brothers. Our hearts should be inclined with Islam, with Quran, with the masjid. And so number one, be prepared and be alert that the last day is going to come, and that is the day of Qiyamah. I just want to also touch on what we touched on last week, that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, it is haqq, it is revelation, it is the truth. Why is it the truth? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he is ma'asoom. Ma'asoom means infallible. They cannot commit sins. Anbiya cannot commit sins. And just for information for the youth and everybody that is here, there is not a single human being from the time of Adam alayhi salam until the day of Qiyamah whose speech has been preserved so meticulously. Every word, every letter, every sentence, everything that he said is preserved thoroughly. Like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's speech has been preserved. In fact, in the Islamic terminology, we have two sections. One is the Quran, that is the kalam of Allah. If you were to bring the Bible today in front of you here, and if you look at the Bible, you will find a very small portion in the Bible that you can say are the words of Jesus Christ. A very small portion. The rest are all historians, spurious individuals we don't even know. Most of it is written by Paul and the physician and all these people. But very few. As for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, everything what he said is preserved. Subhanallah. Amazing, amazing. My respected brothers. And the Quran is the kalam of Allah. And in the Islamic terminology, we have another term which is called the ahadith. And hadith means the speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And just to give you an explanation, that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, it is the truth, nothing but the truth, the absolute truth. And everything what he has said is recorded. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this dunya, by the end of the first Islamic century, by the end of the first Islamic century, alhamdulillah, the Quran was compiled. What was compiled? The Quran. Because there was no Nabi to come after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This religion by the day, alhamdulillah, will be stronger and stronger and stronger. And by the end of the second century, Islamic century, fiqh was composed and compiled, fiqh. So you had the giants like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. You had so many, but these are the four that had looked into the Quran and opened up the masail. By the end of the second century, you had great people like this. By the end of the third century, we are talking about the speech of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, that no man's speech has been given so much protection. No man's speech has been given so much protection from concoction, from fabrication, from things that are inaccurate, lies. So much protection. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the third century created such pious people and a new science came about. And that new science is about ilmi hadith, the knowledge of hadith. And you had masters of a hadith, great, great masters. And in this modern world today, we can only have Huffaz-e-Quran. What can we have? Huffaz-e-Quran. Huffaz-e-Quran means a person who has memorized 30 chapters of the Quran. But in those days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted the people that part of the package was that you have to become a hafiz, but not only a hafiz, you would have to memorize 100,000 ahadith. How many ahadith? And they were known as hafiz-e-hadith. So they would be sitting in groups with sanad, chain of narrators. And this chain of narrators is only unique with this ummah. A locking system which no other religion has got. That is why other people make hasad and they are jealous of Islam, because you can't break Islam. There is no possibility. Because Islam is locked. If you try to burn the Quran, we produce huffaz. What do we produce? We have huffaz. Within 24 hours, we will produce the same copy of the Quran. You can't do nothing. You can't tamper with the kalam of Allah. And the same, you can't tamper with the hadith, the words of Huzur alayhi salam. So much protection was given to it. 100,000. And then you had certain individuals that knew every hadith off by heart. Can you imagine that? Hakim Nisapuri and people like that. Every hadith. You had people, masters in Hafiz ibn Hajar. Masters in hadith. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, in that era, by the end of the third century in Islam, a compilation of ahadith books written by different awliyaullah, very, very pious people, so that every speech of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is protected. And that nobody can just say these are the words of Huzur alayhi salam. It has to be verified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the likes of Imam Bukhari. Imam Bukhari was born in the year 196 Hijri. When was he born? Sorry, 194 Hijri. 194 Hijri. Imam Bukhari, after that, then came Imam Muslim. Imam Muslim came up with the beautiful kitab, Sahih Muslim. And we know Bukhari as Bukhari Sharif. Imam Muslim was born in the year 204 Hijri. 204 Hijri. Then came Imam Abu Dawood, another master in the field of hadith, experts in what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. He was born in the year 202 Hijri, 2 years before Imam Muslim. And then came Imam Ibn Majah and Imam Tirmizi, mentioning the names by the kitab, famously known. Imam Ibn Majah, Imam Tirmizi, both of them were born in the year 209 Hijri. And the last from the six main ahadith compilers, Imam Nasa'i. Imam Nasa'i was born in the year 215 Hijri. And these masters were born, and all they did was to compile everything what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, and to remove any other fabrications, because at that time there was a movement, those who disliked Islam and they wanted to break Islam, so they came about with false ahadith and they would say Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this, when in actual fact Allah's Nabi did not say this. So all of the false ahadith, well, they were not ahadith, they were known as mawzu'at, they were thrown out, it was all protected. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falyatabawwa maq'adahu minan nar." The one who speaks in my name and he is lying, then he has reserved his place in Jahannam. That is how serious this matter was. That is why even amongst Sahaba-e Kiram ajma'in, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was the most beloved. But how many ahadith do you hear him speak that I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying this? Very few, very few, very few. Because of the fear. Sahaba were very, very careful. And then it was these great, great giants, Imam Bukhari. It took him 17 years, some have said 16, 16 to 17 years to compile Jami'us Sahih. Imam Bukhari's beautiful kitab, magnificent in two volumes, Bukhari Sharif. And with every hadith that he included in his book, he himself would verify. And he would sit in Masjid Nabwi where the Rauza is, where the Rauza is. He would read two rakats namaz istikhara. And so much love he had for the words of Huzur alayhi salam. For every hadith he would do ghusl. For every hadith he would do ghusl. And how many ahadith are there in Bukhari? More than 7,000. More than 7,000. I'm just trying to tell you, my respected brothers, our legacy. Who are these people outside to tell us that this is wrong in your religion, this is wrong in your religion, this is wrong in your religion? Who are they to tell us? What have you got? What can you produce? Our Islam is so strong that every statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is locked by a chain of narrators. Imam Bukhari would say, I heard this hadith from so and so, he heard the hadith from so and so, the two have met. He heard the hadith from so-and-so. He heard the hadith from a sahabi. And the sahabi heard a hadith from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then that statement is locked. What is it? That hadith is locked, finished, to this muhaddith. And not just any old narrators. Then these narrators, the muhaddithin came with another science. That is called Asma'ur Rijal. Biographical evaluation. What is it called? Biographical evaluation. That they would look at each narrator. What is the character of this person who is narrating the hadith? How pious was he? Was he muttaqi? What was the level of his hafiza, memory? Has he ever lied? And the narrators, it was upon them that they have never lied. What is it? These were the stringent, strict rules. That these narrators themselves were awliyaullah. What were they? Awliyaullah. That is why, this is not in the hadith, some mashayikh have said that if somebody is ill and if you blow the names of the narrators also with the companions and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's name on someone who is ill, there is probability that Allah will give them shifa, because even these narrators were awliyaullah. And that is how the hadith. So for an example, if I studied in Darul Ulum Bari, my teacher was Hazrat Maulana Islamul Haq Sahab. So now from Maulana Islamul Haq Sahab, we go to Shah Waliullah Muhaddis Dehelvi, all the way connected to Hindustan. Then from there, it goes to the Arabian Peninsula. Then it connects to Imam Bukhari. And then we use that chain of Imam Bukhari to connect to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So even now, in the year 2021, alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we have this chain of narration that everything what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he has said has been validated, authentic. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These were great people. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Tirmizi. There is no time to talk about these great, great scholars. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen so strong. From the very beginning, everything was required to make sure the foundation of Islam is strong. So in the first century, the Quran, Huffaz, the Quran was compiled. That was done by Sahaba. All of them. And then came after that the Fuqaha. Masla Masail. The rulings were codified. Then the words of Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was preserved. And then these are only the six famous compilers of hadith. That is why you are not an alim until you have prayed the six book of ahadith by a qualified scholar. And these are the six books, otherwise there are also other great books of ahadith written by many scholars. Mu'atta Imam Malik, for an example, written by Imam Malik. And then you have the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. The Musnad of Imam Ahmad has got three times more ahadith than Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. The Mustadrak ala Sahihain of Imam Hakim. So many ahadith books that are there. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal would say, people were masters in hadith. And they say, if Yahya ibn Ma'in does not recognize a hadith, it will mean that this is not a hadith. Can you imagine how they were? If Yahya ibn Ma'in does not recognize a hadith, the saying of the messenger, it means that this is not a hadith. And who is Yahya ibn Ma'in? Yahya ibn Ma'in came from a very rich family. He bequeathed in wealth from his father 1,050,000 dirhams. How many? How much? 1,050,000 dirhams. One dirham is equivalent to £1.50 or £1.30. One dirham. And Yahya ibn Ma'in says that 1,050,000 dirham, every dirham, I spent only in the path of Allah to acquire knowledge. Look at these people, how great they were. Today we complain, Darul Ulum's fee. Oh, Darul Ulum, now they want £2,000. But what about your private colleges? Have you ever looked there? One term, 7,000, 6,000 pounds there. If we want to make anything poor and cheap, it has to be our religion. That is why, who was it in Birmingham, Sheikh, kya naam hai, bhul gaya, Hamari class, Sheikh Zahir, Sheikh Zahir, what did he say, Hafiz Sahab? If you pay peanuts, you will get monkeys. Did he say something like that? When you pay peanuts, you will get monkeys. That is what is happening today. We will invest for private tuition that our children study A-level biology, chemistry. We pay £50, but we don't invest for private tuition for our children to read a Quran by a master of a Quran. And he said, 1,050,000 I got from my father. I didn't buy a house. I didn't buy a car. I didn't buy nothing. For me, it was just a hadith. And he became such a master that the likes, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is the teacher of Imam Bukhari. He says that if Yahya ibn Ma'in does not recognize a hadith, then it is not a hadith. Imagine, my respected brothers and elders. So alhamdulillah, we should never ever doubt anything that Islam teaches us. Logically, practically, we have proof. The Quran, which book can be memorized? Which religion has got a system whereby you can say that you have a chain of narrators and every narrator of the hadith you know? And these are people who are known as masters in this knowledge. Subhanallah. Sheikh Yunus John Puri, who passed away, you know, in this COVID year, many great scholars have passed away. He was a master in this. Of Asma'ur Rijal, understanding the names and the narrators and the life of the narrators, who these people were, such awliyaullah, that they would mention, one person would hear from another person, hadith, and all of them were awliyaullah, great pious people. So we should never ever doubt, my respected brothers and elders. The reason why I am saying this, that today more and more people are asking us questions, that we feel Allahu Akbar as a Muslim, how is it possible for someone to ask this question? The reason why I'm saying this to you, that your level of iman should be such, that how can you even question anything about your deen? But this does not mean genuinely, my respected brothers, that you shy away from questions, that if shaitan is disturbing you. But if the shaitan is disturbing you, then go to the right scholars. What am I saying to you, my brothers? Go to the right scholars. Because if you don't go to the right scholars, maybe another person, he may be a scholar, but he might not be at that level to answer you in that field. Maybe what you are asking him, he is not very learned in that subject. So you have to ask the right people. And the right people, inshallah, will give you the right answer. And that is why shaitan works, that, oh, some people say, oh, you know what, I've been to that Maulisab. You know, somebody rang me, says, oh, Maulisab, you know, there's this boy who's going around challenging Maulanas, and even the Maulanas can't answer his questions. I says, oh. I said, no problem, may Allah help us, then bring him also to me, let me see what his questions are. Aaj tak nahi aaya. They don't come. All lies. What is it, my respected brother? All lies. Who am I? In fact, any of the scholars could have answered. So then what happens, shaitan does not allow you to go and ask to verify the truth, and he likes to keep you in that darkness, hoping that with this darkness you will go to the grave. So never ever keep these dark clouds inside you. If genuinely there are questions that are irritating you in the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. My respected brothers and elders, we have to prepare for the hereafter. Whatever good deeds we do, that will come with us. Just to conclude, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam once came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, "Inna rabbaka yukri'aka salam." O my Nabi, your Lord is giving you salam. And then he says, "Inni araka mahzoon." O my Nabi, I am seeing you very sad today. Why? So he said, "Jibreel, I am sad. I am worried about my ummah. What will happen to my ummah? Look at this Nabi. Look at our Nabi, my respected brothers and elders. Today we can't even read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his name comes. Can you imagine that? It is Jumu'ah today. We will be on our mobile phones for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. But we will not read and send 100 times durood to our beloved Nabi. What a shame. That Nabi was crying for us. He is saying, I am worried about my ummah. What will happen to them? Jibreel Amin says, oh my Nabi, come with me. So he took Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He took him to a grave. Jibreel alayhi salam lowered himself, the wing of Jibreel. He touched the ground, the grave. And he said, kum bi idhnillah. The grave opened up. And this dead person there who was resting came out, this mayyit. And when he came out, he was saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jibreel said, Ud, go back. Everything closed and the same like how it was before. Then he took him to another grave and says, Kum bi idhnillah. Stand up. And this dead person came, stood up from the grave. At times Allah's Nabi was shown these things. So this person was saying, Wa hasrata. Wa hasrata, wa hasrata, and says, Ud, go back. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what is this? He says, oh my Nabi, I'm just showing you the reality. Tell your ummah. The first person, he remembered Allah during his stay in this dunya. He was regular in his salah. He would recite the Quran. He was a good individual who had deep love for Allah and his Rasul. And he was a practicing Muslim. That is why when he died, Allah gave him the tawfiq to read the kalima even as he's coming out from the grave. The other person wasted time in this dunya. He was lazy when it came to his namaz, when it came to recitation of the Quran, when it came to practicing Islam, when it came to thanking Allah. Allahu Akbar. And today, sitting on the table and with the family, I said, look at this. Allah has given you rice. Allah has given you with rice, curry, meat. And then Allah wants to give you also everything else. Onions and this and that. I won't reveal everything. You people will say, Mauli sahab to bahut khate hai bhai. I may be bol deta hu na, ye problem hai. So the variety that I was there, I said, look at the food Allah is giving us. We drive the best cars, we have the best houses, we have the best, alhamdulillah, everything. Everything is the best for us. We can travel, Allah has given us it. In return, Allah Pak is only asking from us, by give me 5 namazis. That's all. You are filling your bellies. You are eating. Allah is giving you wealth. Allah is saying, just give me 5 namaz. 5 prayers. Even 5 prayers. Our 5 prayers are like, Allahu Akbar, you know, broken from every side. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us, my respected brothers and elders. And so our deen, this is something very, very important. That person wasted his life. Nothing happened. He is now in the grave. What is he going to do? Look how fast the days are going, my respected brothers. I did Jumu'ah Bayan now. I thought I did Jumu'ah Bayan also yesterday. The days are going so fast. I sat here today on the pulpit. It's like as if in one day I am sitting here. The days are racing. We are getting old. Black hair is becoming white. You are getting old. We are getting old. And look at the doom and gloom as the days. Look at our days today. What are we going to do, my respected brothers? Allah's Nabi showed miracles to people. Allah gave Anbiya miracles so that they have an opportunity to see the truth and they will go to Jannah. But when people are stubborn and when people don't want to listen, then nobody can help you. Abu Jahl came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I am hiding something in my hands. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you tell me what I am hiding in my hands, I will become a Muslim. I will become a Muslim. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam was so happy. He says, right, Abu Jahl. Okay. Never mind that I tell you what is in your hand. Whatever is in your hand, ask him who I am. Allahu Akbar. My brothers, are you still alert? I'm ending now. This is my last minute with you. Don't worry. What is Huzur alayhi salam saying? You are asking me what is in your hand. I am asking you, go on the side or even in front of me, ask that object, whatever item you have in your hand, it was stones, pebbles. Ask the stones, the pebbles in your hands, that who is this man in front of you? So he was shocked. And so he opened his hands like this, the palms were opened up. And the pebbles were saying that we testify, O Abu Jahl, the man in front of you is Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gives hidayat to whom He wills. Despite seeing such open miracles, Abu Jahl, instead of saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he said, I told you Muhammad is a magician. I told you Muhammad is a magician. I told you Muhammad does magic to the eyes. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And what is happening to Abu Jahl today in his grave? What is happening to Abu Lahab in their grave today? What will happen to the kuffar in their graves today? Allah has given us hidayat. Look after this hidayat, my young friends. Even in school, be careful. Your school, your teachers, Allahu Akbar, who they are, what they are putting inside you. Especially if it is in a non-Muslim environment, I respect everyone. But I am saying this only that a lot of people have an agenda. Today people want to see complete freedom. That, oh, don't worry, enjoy life, forget your faith, forget your religion, forget all this. You know, coming to the mosque, praying this, doing that. Easy life. Easy going life. This is what shaitan does. Then we don't have time to return back. We don't have time to return back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. I thank my young friends, jazakumullah khair, that so many people of you are here, mashallah. You know, you also enjoy to give a lecture when you have a good crowd. So brothers, alhamdulillah, give me that support, inshallah, at least you can do that. By coming and listening to your local imam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, inshallah, free. No charge. Free of charge. All you have to do is just come, bas. Nothing else. There is nothing we want. We want your love. In 1 week, give your imam 1 hour. In 1 week, give your imam 1 hour. Aap apni wife ko kitna time dete? Computer ko kitna time dete? Give your imam 1 hour. And mashallah, let us increase, invite more and more people. That one day a time comes that the top floor is full, downstairs is full, and more people benefit. Because the only way to protect and charge our iman is by listening. Otherwise, we will be sitting ducks for the shaitan, just waiting for him to pull the trigger and for us to fall off. Because you are not charged. We are not charged. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, this gathering that is here, Ya Allah, accept this gathering. Ya Allah, everyone that is sitting here, Allah give us barakat in our life. Allah make our life atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. We become the recipient of every good in this world, in the hereafter. And save us from the punishment of the hereafter. Allah save us from Jahannam. Allah protect our children, our progeny. Allah safeguard our iman, the iman of our progeny. Allah safeguard everyone at home. Allah be pleased with us. Allah be pleased with us. Allah, we don't know when death will come. Allah, we are not carrying with us, Ya Allah, so much of good deeds, Ya Allah, that one would expect from a believer, Ya Allah. We are so weak, Ya Allah. In fact, we will have more sins than good deeds. Allah, we are only hoping for your mercy, that only by your fazl, your special mercy, that you will forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, let us be proud Muslims. Allah, that we become ambassadors for Islam, that we have an intention to serve your deen, Ya Allah. That we give da'wat to everybody, Ya Allah. That more and more people become Muslims. Allah, give tawfiq to all of the Muslimin. Ya Allah, that they become pious, they become muttaqeen. Allah, those that are ill, give them shifa. Allah, so many people have passed away with COVID and with other illnesses. Ya Allah, give all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, protect us. Allah, protect our masajid. Allah, there is no one but you. Allah, you are haqq. You are Rahman, you are Rahim. Ya Allah, we thank you that you have connected us with the most beloved Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we love you. Allah, we love you. Allah, we love you. Allah, we love your Nabi. Allah, we love your Nabi. Allah, we love your Nabi. Ya Allah, we love your Quran. Allah, we love your Quran. Allah, we love your masjid. Allah, we love everything about this deen, this beautiful religion. Allah, open our hearts. Allah, open our hearts. Allah, make us zakireen. Allah, be pleased with us. Allah, allow us to follow your beloved Nabi. Allah, give us the knowledge that we can see things rightly, that we can see things that are in accordance to Shariat. Allah, enable us to give the right decisions. Allah, protect every one of us. تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.